got some final points he wants to make on this. We could spend every show, every minute on this. This is what governs the world. This is the reality. This is what we're dealing with. We are being soft killed. We're being studied, poisoned, tested, mixtures of poisons, how to dumb us down, how to psychologically control us, how to kill us, how to get us out of the way. Before I go back to Aaron and then Mark Stepnoski, New Vitality Aloe Ease Colon Cleanse. Before I go back to Aaron, I just want everybody to check out Aloe Ease Colon and Body Cleanse. They are just great folks. Their phone number is 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056, or you can simply go to newvitality.com. They have hundreds of great products, but that's just one of them that detoxifies and cleans you out. They also have Super Beta Prostate, a very well-known, high-quality combination of herbs and things that shrink the prostate. Men over 45 really need this. 1-800-569-4056, 1-800-569-4056. You can also check out another one of our fine sponsors. Now, that is Acola Blue, and Acola Blue is acolablue.com. They are an atmospheric water generator for the home. Pays for itself in 1 year if you buy your water from the store. Pure, clean water without the fluoride. Unlimited water from the humidity in the air. Machine produces up to 28 liters or 7.5 gallons a day. This is a pretty amazing system, folks, when you realize that you can grab it right out of the air, and that it has no fluoride, none of the stuff they self-medicate you or forcibly medicate you with. Acola Blue, ecoloblue.com, big banner up on Infowars.com, or 866-585-4044. By the way, they sold out of these and just got more in. We sold the company out. You did, the listeners. 866-585-4044, 1-866-585-4044, acolablue.com. Okay, Aaron, you got about 2-3 minutes left. I want to go back to Aaron now. Aaron, finish up with your other points on eugenics.
I was going to rapid fire a Margaret Sanger quote and then finally a Richard Dawkins quote. Margaret Sanger, the most merciful thing a family does to one of its infant members is to kill it. Birth control must lead ultimately to a cleaner race. Eugenic sterilization is an urgent need. We must prevent multiplication of this bad stock. Eugenics is the most adequate and thorough avenue to solution of racial, political, and social problems. And then Richard Dawkins has this kind of open thought of what if eugenics came back. In the 1920s and 1930s, scientists from both the political left and right would not have found the idea of designer babies particularly dangerous, though of course they would not have used that phrase. Today, I suspect that the idea is too dangerous for comfortable discussion, and my conjecture is that Adolf Hitler is responsible for the change. Nobody wants to be caught agreeing with that monster, even in a single particular. The specter of Hitler has led some scientists to stray from ought to is and deny that breeding for human qualities is even possible. But if you can breed cattle for milk, horses for speed, dogs for skill, why shouldn't you breed humans for mathematical, musical, or athletic ability? I wonder, some 60 years after Hitler's death, why we might at least venture to ask what the moral difference is between breeding for musical ability.
And the problem is with breeding, you're talking about exterminating most of the puppies or kittens that are born. You're talking about the state having this incredible control. And in special breeds, you get more mental illness, more inherited diseases, and the elites that interbred, most of their children were born retarded or had serious mental illness problems. But do they give up this system of control? No, they've only intensified it down throughout the last 100-plus years. And now they're practicing their eugenics upon us through the vaccines, through the chemtrails, through the entire system. Aaron, I want to have you back up in a couple of weeks again for a whole other discussion and other areas of eugenics, because this is the governing system, the ideology of the New World Order. We've got a special guest coming up after the break. A lot of key videos and things from what happened in Denver with the MSNBC staff attacking us is going up on YouTube later. That'll be up on Infowars.com. The Rage Against the Machine concert being attacked by police, that's going up on Infowars.com. And Fabled Enemies being censored by Google, that is now up on Infowars.com. Stay with us.
There we go. You've heard the commercials on Life Change Tea, the all-natural, clean-your-system-and-lose-weight product. Well, maybe you don't believe. Maybe you doubt. For those who don't believe, we will give you a money-back guarantee. That's right, a 45-day money-back guarantee. Some restrictions apply. That's right, if you don't feel better and lose weight, you can get your money back. So what are you waiting for? Call now. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or you can go to LifeChangeTea.com. Read up on us. You have nothing to lose but wait.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
I had the opportunity to speak to my 90-year-old grandmother at some length here recently, and she was talking about the Great Depression, and we were talking about the gas prices, the food prices, this economic uncertainty we're in, these, you know, really kind of perilous times. No one knows where we're headed or where we might end up. And she was reminded of the Great Depression and how in those days, folks who lived in the country did okay because they had chicken and eggs and they could grow gardens and can their food, but how difficult it was for people who lived in urban areas or in the cities because they didn't have the landscape for gardening or the know-how, and they didn't have the chickens and the livestock. So it was a lot different for them. Well, we know one thing's certain right now. We're headed into much higher prices on food, and there is a global food shortage. Now, what can you do to prepare? Do what I did. Sell some toys off in the garage. Go to the J. Michael Stevens eFoodsDirect.com company. Get some food and put it away and be safe. Put a little security in your life. You deserve security. Go to eFoodsDirect.com, eFoodsDirect.com, 1-800-409-5633. Put some food away. Do it now. 1-800-409-5633.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Well, we've got one of the most famous linemen in NFL history, Mark Stepnoski, on with us. Pro career in the NFL. Most of it spent with the Dallas Cowboys and the Houston Oilers. He won two Super Bowls while with the Cowboys and was a five-time Pro Bowler. And he is a 9/11 truther. We had him on almost a year ago. It was a long time ago. Time just flies by. Seems like yesterday. He also campaigns for the legalization of marijuana, the decriminalization. You got 80-plus percent of drug users only use marijuana. They need to keep it that way. So that they need to keep it illegal so they can SWAT team raid more people and fill more prisons while the government has been caught hundreds of times shipping in heroin and cocaine and laundering the money. Did you know it's legal for foreign drug money to be invested in the New York Stock Exchange? And the former head, Richard Grasso, when he was head of the New York Stock Exchange, was in Reuters going to the FARC, communist guerrillas, and saying, invest your cocaine money with us. I'm going off on a rant here about the decriminalization of marijuana. They need to keep it illegal because, what is it, 86, 87% of people only smoke marijuana that use illegal drugs. George Washington smoked it. Again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an excuse. What's a greater crime? Guys in black masks SWAT teaming you at 3 a.m. or somebody smoking marijuana? You know, do we want this great evil in the name of stopping this minor evil? And I'm not a marijuana person. I've smoked marijuana, and it's just not my cup of tea. But I know a lot of people that do smoke it, a lot of doctors and lawyers and people, and they don't need to be SWAT teamed. Mark Stepnoski, I really appreciate you coming on with us today.
Thanks, Alex. It's good to be on with you today.
You're going to be with us for the next 50 minutes. At the bottom of the hour, we're going to open the phones up at 1-800-259-9231. In the last 10 months or so since you were on with us, a lot has happened. The top Italian former presidents, German defense ministers, Japanese diet members, best actress, so many prominent people have gone public for 9/11 Truth. Give us your take on the evolution of it and why 9/11 Truth is so important, why you took the step of speaking out, Mark.
Yeah, I think it's great to see, you know, like you said, as time goes on, more and more people are coming forward as they gradually become aware of the facts. Obviously, you know, through online research and through the amount of books and magazines that have come out now, you know, enough authors have come forward, stated their opinion. And I think what's really important now is, you know, obviously people early on, shortly after the 9/11 attacks, were kind of pigeonholed as conspiracy theorists. But now that label, it never did apply, but it's less applicable now than ever. Simply because the people who are coming out in favor of 9/11 Truth are too credible to ignore. You know, in the last few years, we've had the formation of things like Scholars for 9/11 Truth, which includes architects and engineers for 9/11 Truth, pilots for 9/11 Truth. We have former people who worked in government, including the current administration, who are coming out and saying that they don't believe the official story. So it's just a case of, you know, as more people become exposed to it, as the media blackout in mainstream media continues, mostly via the Internet, people are becoming connected and becoming aware of these facts and voicing their opinion. It's very encouraging to see. You know, it's never too late for anybody who feels strongly about this issue to come forward and voice their opinion, because I think as time goes on, people will be surprised to find out that if they are no longer worried about expressing their skepticism of the official story regarding 9/11, they will find out that there are a lot of people out there, you might refer to them as a silent majority, who also feel very much the same way. They are either too afraid or too reluctant to come forward and also express their doubts in the official story.
What made you go public? I mean, what made you to? I mean, you were one of the first prominent sports figures to go public. I mean, now Willie Nelson's gone public. Jesse Ventura's gone public. I mean, it's just exponential. But what made you decide to take that leap?
I just I got tired of waiting for the channels of government to move along in a proper fashion. You know, like a lot of people, I had hope. It turns out to be false hope in retrospect, but I had hope at the time that, you know, maybe the 9/11 Commission would be legitimate. The safeguards that are in place in constitutional government, I thought that they would kick in and operate in the manner in which they're supposed to. And we would see a proper investigation, you know, with relevant witnesses and evidence. And as we all know, none of that really came to fruition. The 9/11 Commission was a sham. It was a cover-up. It was a modern-day version of the Warren Commission as far as its attempt to silence witnesses and suppress truth tellers. And, you know, when things reached that point and that commission was shown to be the impotent vehicle that it was, I just felt compelled to, in my own small way, say whatever I could as far as what I thought the truth was.
Well, Mark, that isn't in your own small way. It's not just that you're a celebrity or a well-known sports figure. It's that people resonate with the courage of a Willie Nelson or a Mark Stepnoski or a former, German defense minister, or a former governor. They resonate and they know that person has a lot to lose. That person's going to be demonized. This person is really stepping up. And so that's what makes you and so many others that have stood up and gone public, heroes. But look at the vindication. The Chicago Tribune 4 months ago reported, as well as Associated Press, the NSA declassified that Israel did attack the USS Liberty to try to sink it, to blame it on Egypt to start World War III, as they've now tried, the U.S. has tried in Georgia. It's now come out. Cy Hirsch at a big media event, and he did admit in New Yorker magazine that Cheney, he just said a staged provocation. He said this is the provocation to have U.S. Navy SEALs dressed up like Iranians on blue PT boats attack U.S. ships in the Strait of Hormuz. So government-sponsored terror, the fact that Gulf of Tonkin was staged, that's all coming out now. And people say, well, that was 7 years ago, you know, 9/11. Why are you so concerned? Well, because Black Ops is going to continue to stage terror attacks as a pretext for control if we don't step up and expose that they're behind it. Mark, your comments on that.
Yeah, I entirely agree. It's been a steady progression. It's been, you know, just one incident after another. We saw last year where Bush and Tony Blair had the plan to send U.S. military planes over Iran disguised as U.N. planes to try and instigate an attack on them so we would be justified in responding. I remember also last year Zbigniew Brzezinski appearing in the press, practically coming right out and saying, you know, we had to worry about the current administration putting together a false flag terror op to stimulate war with Iran. This is a guy who is now Barack Obama's main foreign policy advisor. So again, we have these people coming out, you know, in mainstream media within the last year with these, you know, scenarios that have come and gone that have involved false flag terror. So I just think in this day and age, people are becoming a little bit too hip to what's going on. They understand ahead of time, similar to what happened in Spain when you had the false flag terror attack there with the trains.
The people within days came out in the hundreds of thousands and said, we know you did it. And it turned out it was the intelligence operation.
Exactly. Hopefully we are reaching that point now in North America, you know, so if you call it critical mass or whatever you want to. But hopefully through, you know, the work that you do and statements made by 9/11 truthers like myself and the many others around the world, you know, we have people, a politician in Japanese parliament came out wanting to have another investigation. We're having a march in Canada to Ottawa to culminate on September 11th, where they're going to present a petition at Parliament Hill for a new 9/11 investigation in Canada. So I think, you know, worldwide, you are seeing people come around and, you know, waking up to the fact that this was a false flag operation, you know, to have a certain effect on the American public. The question now is, you know, are the people who live in America going to be smart enough to look into the right sources of information to kind of emancipate themselves from this media blackout that's going on? I think if people, you know, continue to turn off their TVs, give less credence to mainstream media, corporate media, and instead, you know, read online, read books, read magazines, anything out there that's going to give the true story of 9/11 truth. This is what's going to mobilize the population in America so that when another false flag terrorist attack occurs, whatever it is, whether it's bioterror, whether it's a mini nuke somewhere, people will see it for what it is and not be railroaded into a certain mindset like they were after 9/11.
We're talking to Super Bowl champion, two-time Mark Sipnoski, five-time Pro Bowler. And he's, again, going public, not because it's fun, but because it's his duty. And I would venture to say, because he just said it, he knows that if we don't expose the tool of false flag, that mechanism, this military-industrial complex is going to keep doing it to hurt us. Just like in England, how they hunt pheasants. They beat pots and pans. They have beaters who push the birds out in a wedge so the hunters can shoot them when they get driven out. And it's the same thing. You want to attack Iran, you want to attack Iraq, you stage an event. You want to attack Egypt, you stage an event. They've been caught over and over, and they're going to continue to do this if we don't expose it. And that's why the courage of now thousands of prominent people that have gone public for 9/11 truth, and now all these architects and engineers and physicists, is unstoppable. We're going to come back and talk about the fraudulent new NIST report with Mark Sipnoski, and then we're going to take your phone calls. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
on September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
When making important financial decisions, you should always know the facts. That's why Midas Resources is willing to pay you to read the facts. Midas Resources, a team of hand-picked financial specialists with decades of financial experience who are ready to provide you with state-of-the-art, up-to-date financial services. Midas Resources offers a host of services and stands behind their products. In fact, if you call and order their free Midas report, Midas Resources will pay you. This detailed report will provide you with financial history on the safest and most profitable areas to invest in. If you read the report, Midas Resources will send you a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar. So what are you waiting for? Get the facts and call Midas Resources toll free at 888-292-2709. That's 888-292-2709. And remember, if you read the Midas report, you'll receive a free Walking Liberty silver half dollar.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now. Collectors, outdoor enthusiasts, survivalists. The Army Navy store from your memory as a child is just that, a memory. But there is still one place to find everything from gas masks to ammo cans, and find it cheap. MaineMilitary.com. Get hard to find objects like real wool blankets for under 20 bucks, canteens for just $2, or trioxane fuel for just $1 a box. M-A-I-N-E Military.com, with free shipping on items over $150, not including heavy items. Find surplus items for cheap now, like 30 caliber cleaning kit for just $2.99 a piece, or a dozen for $30. Flare pistols are only $25. Want to add a brand new Israeli gas mask to your collection? Kids and adult sizes are just $20. Get G3 Max for just $2, or a military fuel can for only $16. Add the siphon hose for another $7.99. Find it all online at MaineMilitary.com. With shipping throughout the world, check out MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179. Call today.
Two-time Super Bowl champion with the Dallas Cowboys, also played with the Oilers, five-time Pro Bowler, Mark Stepnoski on the line. I remember sitting around watching the Cowboys play and rooting for Mark. Now I'm rooting for him in a much more important way, and that is his courage speaking out for 9/11 Truth. There's a ballot initiative in New York to get a new investigation going or expose that, a grand jury. There's a lot of different initiatives. There's marches going on, events coming up in New York next week that I hope folks go to. And let's talk about that ballot initiative first, and then I want to get into the NIST report, Mark.
Yeah, obviously, you know, since we're coming up on the anniversary of 9/11, there's a lot of activities going around to highlight the fact that the official story is untrue. One of those is in New York City. It's a 9/11 ballot initiative. This is a way for, I mean, it's obvious that, like I said earlier, that we're not going to get a proper investigation through government channels. But this is a way for the people of New York City to create a new 9/11 commission, an investigation of the events, which would have subpoena power. It would have some legal authority. Volunteers in New York City have been going around getting signatures on petitions. They needed a minimum of 30,000, which they just recently achieved. So that was great news. And now these petitions will be submitted to the New York City clerk and New York City Council. And with a sufficient amount of signatures, this being above 30,000, they will be able to present this, and then it can become an issue, a topic on the ballot. I believe it would be part of the 2009 ballot for mayor, the election of mayor in New York City, where citizens can vote for themselves. They can make their voices heard that they think it is necessary as citizens of that city, as voters of New York City, to demand a new investigation, one that actually has some teeth.
Absolutely. And it shouldn't just be New York. We need lots of grand jury, you know, type public investigations, both governmental, non-governmental, to draw this out publicly and continue to expose it. Everything is a step, to use a football analogy, you know, for more yards to get a new set of downs towards the touchdown, bringing these criminals to justice. And even if we never bring them to quote, justice by sending them to prison, by publicly convicting them in the court of public opinion and by educating the public about false flag terrorism, it breaks that tool that the black ops continue to use. Mark, your take on that.
Yeah, without a doubt. It's all a question of, you know, just mobilizing the masses. I think a lot of people fall into a defeatist attitude of, you know, what can I do? How can I make a difference? I'm only one person. Well, just by signing that petition, just by signing your name on that piece of paper, you are, in effect, saying, look, I don't believe in what the government is telling me. I don't believe the lies that I'm being told in corporate media. You know, I demand a new investigation. This is one way for people to have their voice heard, people who otherwise might feel powerless. There's a lot of people in New York City. If a lot of them mobilize, it might be surprising what could actually happen. But, you know, I urge listeners of your show who either live in New York City or have family or friends there to let them know about this. They can look it up on www.nyc911initiative.org and find out anything they would like to about this movement. But I think that, you know, right now it's moving along very nicely, and should it succeed in any degree, it'll be a big step forward. It really could be a breakthrough.
Yeah. And a lot of people have this loser mentality of, oh, there'll never be corruption. Oh, there's no point. Ladies and gentlemen, we don't have a choice, number one. Number two, we're actually having an effect. The majority of Americans in major polls believe there's a 9/11 cover-up. There's hundreds of these polls. We're having an effect. Look how far we've come. From myself 2 months before the attack saying, I think they're going to attack the World Trade Center and blame it on their asset, bin Laden, because I saw them preparing the public, introducing bin Laden. I knew their past history. I knew the FBI had cooked the bomb, trained the driver, given them the detonators, blocked local police in 93 with the first attack. I mean, again, look how far we've come from 9/11 that first day. Look how far we've come thanks to people like Mark Stepnoski, Willie Nelson, Governor Ventura, Stephen Jones. Now, I'm going to skip this break for InfoWars.com, listeners. For everybody else, we'll be back in 3 minutes, but because I don't want to waste any time that we've got with Mark Stepnoski today. But, Mark, that NIST report, they delayed it 3 years. The people on the government NIST board are involved in explosive thermite research. They're experts. They're involved in government contracts. And then they had to pull back. They had to say, okay, our last 5 reasons for the towers falling and Building 7 falling are wrong. It's not fuel oil tank. It's not bad building construction. It's not fires. It's not. No. They gave a new reason, a new syndrome, a new phenomenon. We're going to cover that right now with Mark Stepnoski. Stay with us.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
You ever have one of those days where everything goes right? First, I get the best parking space at work. Tonight, I have a date with a very lovely Rachel. And today, I gave a killer presentation in Sydney, finalized the contract in London, and demoed our new product in Boston. Online, from my desk, with WebEx. WebEx lets me take meetings and give presentations from my desk. I just talk to clients on the phone, and they watch what's happening on my desktop from their desktop. So I can travel the world and still be here for my date tonight with Rachel.
Travel less, meet online. Go to WebEx.com and try WebEx free. Just click the radio graphic and enter promo code 500 to get a free trial and a free webcam, too. Remember that code, 500, to qualify for the free webcam. WebEx, now part of Cisco, and used by more than 5.5 million people every month. Give it a try, free. Go to WebEx.com and enter the promo code 500. WEBEX.com. Free webcams available while supplies last. Terms and restrictions apply. See website for details.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information packet, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaseMedInc.com. That's LaseMedInc.com today.
We're bringing up the NIST report and how they've had to change how physics works. And so a lot of scientists and physicists and architects that weren't involved and didn't believe it was an inside job are now looking, going, you're saying jet fuel made 2,600-degree pockets of stuff 5 weeks later, thousands of degrees hotter? NIST coming out and saying now small fires bring down steel buildings is changing everything. Mark, continue.
This coincides with the Bush administration's technique from day one. They have actively sought to discredit science and to really argue with scientific belief. It doesn't matter whether it's the EPA, the FDA, whatever it is. There's been an active warfare on the part of the Bush administration against science. And this is another clear-cut example of that.
Well, it's like marijuana. They know marijuana doesn't kill one person a year, is a miracle drug with thousands of patented, real things it does for cancer, glaucoma. But they're still SWAT-teaming people every day where I live looking for marijuana.
Absolutely. No matter how much evidence you present, no matter how authoritative that evidence is, no matter who it comes from, as far as, credible scientific or medical establishments, it will just be written off by propaganda. It really is an info war. You can present any kind of factual evidence you want to support your theory. But again, corporate media, the Republican or Democratic Party, they'll just write it off with propaganda.
But that is starting. Go ahead.
I'm sorry, but that is what we are seeing right now. It was just another by this NIST report trying to come out and explain why something that's never happened before did happen, namely three steel buildings collapsing because of fire in one day. They do have to stretch the realms of reality. You know, they do have to contradict science and offer an alternative view, which is completely bogus, which is why I'm glad to see that people with people who are experts, people, you know, whose backgrounds are in this field are coming forward and saying, look, you guys are just straining any credibility you have here to the breaking point. We can't accept this. The only thing is, you know, these are things that's coming out in scientific journals and in academic papers that are peer-reviewed. These are not things that appear on the evening news or are going to be on a front-page headline.
You know, that's a great point. First they said, like 3 or 4 years ago, oh, let's see some studies. And then they did studies. Let's see them be peer-reviewed. Then a couple of them get peer-reviewed by major peer-reviewed, I mean, not just side journals, big marquee, you know, Super Bowl-level journals. We're talking the big ones, you know, the most prestigious. And then they try to write that off. I mean, we keep clearing every hurdle, Mark, and the other side is just looking stupider and stupider.
And I believe that NIST itself is part of the executive branch, correct?
Yes, yes.
So there we see another example. You know, just like the Office of National Drug Control Policy is part of the executive branch, and they are the ones who constantly spew forth misinformation about the drug war. We have NIST, which is also an executive branch administration, you know, leading the charge about the lies regarding 9/11.
Well, like you said, though, more and more people are tuning out of mainstream media. It's exponential. And instead of them reporting some of the truth or trying to act more credible, it seems like they're getting more shrill, more cartoonish, more ridiculous, piling lie on top of lie. I don't know what the tactic is there, but it doesn't seem to be working, Mark.
Well, it reminds me of the old quote about, and I can't remember who said it, but it's just the old quote about truth coming out, you know, first, when you are a truth teller, you know, in this age of universal deceit that we live in, where those of us are trying to commit a revolutionary act by telling the truth, you know, it becomes evident that, you know, we will be attacked. That's the first method. Actually, the first method is to be written off and ridiculed, and that was the case early on after September 11th.
Yes.
We were all pigeonholed as conspiracy theorists, and we were out of our minds. So that was the ridicule. Then you had the vicious attacks. You know, now that it's becoming obvious that, you know, the 9/11 truth movement is based on truth and facts and evidence, we are being maliciously attacked.
Yes, and that's...
Mm-hmm. You know, I just want to follow up by, again, with that famous quotation, the third stage of the truth being accepted is that people will accept it. So I think now we are in the second stage. You know, those first few years we were attacked and vilified. We were ridiculed. Now we are being attacked and vilified. Hopefully we are coming close to that third stage where there will be mass acceptance of this truth and people won't be afraid to put aside their cognitive dissonance and step out and accept this new paradigm of reality that we all have to see around us.
Oh, beautifully put. And that's really it. I don't blame a lot of people who don't want to look at the facts, because every night when I go to bed, I look at how innocent my children are, I look how good my wife is, and I just think, God, there are really evil people in this world, and they really are in control, and I've really gotten their face, and man, I've been threatened, and this is dangerous. Then I realize, you know, I just can't let the world go on like this. I've got to do my job, whether it has an effect or not. But the truth is, when good people do get involved, I believe, as Thomas Jefferson said, you know, that we can overturn evil. It's evil only wins when good and men and women do nothing. And you're right. First they ignore you, then they attack you, then you win. And that's basically what's happening now. And there's another quote I'm butchering, but paraphrasing. But, you know, truth goes through three stages. First, it's, laughed at, then it's ridiculed, then it's accepted as, you know, universally true. And people who said the world was round were laughed at, and now we know it's round, Mark.
Well, yeah, and just, you know, for me personally, you know, again, I think we should all just do what we can. You know, different people have different amounts of time, different resources, be they financial or whatever. But I just felt personally, as an American citizen, it was my duty to speak out. You know, I was asked to do a newspaper article for my hometown. And it was just one of those deals, where are they now? What are they doing now that they're retired? And I just, again, I felt compelled to at least let people in Erie, Pennsylvania, my hometown, who read the paper, know that somebody who came from there doesn't believe in the official story of 9/11 and, you know, wholeheartedly believes that they, too, should seek out the truth for themselves.
What type of response? I mean, I know overwhelmingly it was positive, but what type of negative responses did you get? And then what was it like with your moral courage to go through that and not recant?
Well, the reaction overwhelmingly was positive. I mean, I don't spend a lot of time in my hometown anymore. And, you know, I know that there were people who wrote in letters saying, you know, what's wrong with this guy? He's way out in left field. But like we discussed earlier, now that we are, you know, coming up on 8 years after the fact, people are becoming aware of what actually happened that day. You know, the initial shock value of that psychological operation is wearing off. People are getting a chance to see what really went on behind the scenes. So I didn't really suffer much fallout at all. You know, it was just, again, regardless of how many people might write in, and there's always going to be a few, you know, who will just personally attack you. I experienced the same thing when I spoke out against marijuana laws. You know, you have people saying that you're not a good role model, you know, that you're a proponent of drug use and everything else.
Yeah, but you go to a football game and there's liquor ads everywhere, which sure, no doubt is bad for you. But then, you know, these guys with a whiskey bottle, how dare you be for that marijuana?
I mean, yeah, it's just, you know, again, it's people have blinders on with certain respect to the war on drugs, just like they do with 9/11. So I just wanted to, you know, like, again, you know, for people in my hometown who might know who I am or what I stand for, or, you know, at least they might know enough about me to know that I'm not just some guy spouting off, that I might be a guy who actually does have educated opinions. And it might be worth their while to follow up on what I said, because they might learn something.
Absolutely. Let's take some calls for Mark Stepnosky. Mark, before we do that in the last 15 or 16 minutes, any other points you wanted to add? Anything else you wanted to point out?
Well, I would just like to tell people that they should make a personal commitment in their life to continue to educate themselves on these issues. You know, the easiest thing in the world is just to pigeonhole something and write it off, put a label on it, and say, I don't have to look into it any further. You know, they'll just categorize it as something they don't want to know, and then just move on. That's the easiest thing to do. And I say, intellectually, that's a lazy thing to do. I think people should take it upon themselves to have the initiative. If you're going to disprove something, if you're going to write it off, at least look into it and have an educated opinion about it. So I know there's a lot of nonsense out there regarding any topic, including 9/11.
Gotcha. Go ahead.
I would just, you know, tell people to look into anything they can, like some of the things I mentioned earlier, Scholars for 9/11 Truth, any 9/11 Truth chapter. You know, cities all over North America have their own separate 9/11 Truth factor. We have a great one here in Toronto, Vancouver, British Columbia, as well as Toronto and Ottawa across Canada, just like in the States.
I need to send you Truth Rising. We've got Canadian, U.S., 9/11 Truth, We Are Change, just exploding. That new film just came out. I know you've seen Terror Storm. What did you think of that film?
I thought it was outstanding. There are a lot of great movies out right now. There's a current one people can watch on YouTube called Shadow Play, which is an excellent synopsis of, you know, the 9/11 false flag terror attack. It's a film that's coming out in segments, and they can watch those on YouTube. That's an excellent education for anybody who wants to kind of get a crash course on this subject.
Well, and remember, folks, the evil people that did this are still there, and I wish they were in a cave. That's a lot less scary than knowing they're in control of our government.
No question about it. I mean, we see now in a Dutch newspaper talk of an Iraq or an attack on Iran is imminent. You know, I'm so glad to see that you're at the Democratic National Convention, because people seem to think that if we get a Democrat in office, there's going to be big changes. But the Democratic Congress has already signed off on a preemptive nuclear attack against Iran.
Absolutely.
So I don't know how anybody can expect anything to the contrary should Democrats be in power.
Yeah, and again, we're not bashing either party, folks. The point is that the corporates have taken over everything, and until we recognize that both parties have been taken over, we can never set about fixing the real problem if we're in that control paradigm. Five-time Pro Bowler, two-time Super Bowl, champion. Mark Stepnoski is our guest, former Dallas Cowboy, Houston Oiler. Let's go ahead and talk to Tim in New York, and then we'll go to Adam, Tim, Casey, Victor, and others. So go ahead. You're on the air, Tim in New York.
Hi, Alex and Mark. Give you a lot of credit for what you're doing. I'm involved in a situation here now where I'm experiencing my friend and girlfriend of 12 years is being soft-killed as we speak. She has a brother that's in the State Department. She gave him a copy of The Road to Tyranny in about 2002, and ever since then, her family's really been against us. She was an experimental guinea pig back in 1958 and had her thymus radiated. She's always had lifelong allergies and actually a victim of sexual abuse when she was a child as her mother brought foster kids into the house. On July of this year, she finally found out that she had a lot of thyroid problems and a lot of hormone deficiencies causing some memory problems. About a month later, her brother came home from where he works in the State Department, coerced her into going to lunch with her. She never came home. What he did is told her he was going to get her to a doctor. The next day, he put her into the psychiatric ward up at Strong Memorial. And since then,
you need to put the names, the emails, the facts. I need to confirm this happened. I believe you, but I need to confirm it. That's big news. So let me stop you. So because she was a 9/11 truther, she's been stuck in a mental ward, and we're starting to see this happen like the old Soviet Union. I'm going to get your name and number off air, and then we'll have you on as a guest if I can see some documents and confirm this. But we have seen calls. It's in the new film Truth Rising. All the major cable channels saying, kill Alex Jones. Put them in FEMA camps. They're terrorists. Taser 9/11 truthers. Send them to Gitmo. And they're serious. Mark Stepnoski, they're getting scared of us now.
Yeah, no question. You'll see it across the board. Whether it's Geraldo Rivera or Bill Maher or any of these guys who, are in a position where they have a show on corporate media, and the only way they're going to continue to maintain their show is to spout the lies of the current administration, the corporate party line.
They've been calling for violence against us is what blows me away.
Yeah, well, again, it's when I think Sinclair Lewis said when fascism comes to America, it'll be wrapped in the flag and carrying a cross.
Yep, that's what Ron Paul said and got in trouble. He's not saying Christians are bad. He's saying evil people will use that.
Yeah, I mean, if that's not what we're seeing right now, I don't know what we're seeing because, we are looking at, again, the corporate ownership of both political parties, wrapped in a flag carrying a cross.
That's
it. Supposedly,
Adam,
in defense of religion and freedom, they are trying to ramrod a whole system of laws through that is to the detriment of everybody.
You got it, and has nothing to do with Christianity. Adam in Texas, you're on the air with Mark Stepnoski. Go ahead.
Hey, Mark. It's great to talk to you. I watched you through your career and some of the finest football I've ever seen, and I was wondering if you caught Alex up there behind the MSNBC counter, I wonder if you've met anybody more tenacious and more wonderful than Alex Jones.
Oh, come on. Sounds like a setup call.
It's not.
Well,
I
did see the clip online where T. Boone Pickens was being interviewed on MSNBC background.
That was Minneapolis 9/11 Truth. We took over for 3 hours at the DNC.
I think that's outstanding. I think, again, like we saw with Geraldo Rivera and like we saw with Bill Maher, there's going to have to continue, and the We Are Change people who do it everywhere, there has to continue to be a breakthrough into mainstream media of 9/11 truth. It's become obvious that we're not going to have a top-down solution to this problem. The censorship is coming from top-down.
It's got to be bottom-up.
Exactly. It's going to have to be grassroots, and that's the beauty of the 9/11 truth movement. It's a grassroots movement. People don't have to rely on anything else other than their fellow citizens who want to get to the bottom of this
and find out
the truth.
Well, exactly. I have to use the football analogy. What's it called? What's the terms? I'll tip my tongue. Where the ball is moved by running, just a foot at a time, a long battle down the whole field.
Yes. Time of possession. Yeah. You're gonna ground up. You're gonna grind. Eat up the clock.
Ground war. Whatever.
Ball possession.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, that's what this is. And we've gone like 80 yards. We've got 20 more to go. We got a first down. We've had all these victories. I mean, folks, we're winning. We can win this thing.
Yeah, I think really people should, again, just concentrate on what they themselves can do. Don't feel powerless. Don't think like, you know, you have to accept these things even though you don't believe them. There is, every person has it in themselves to make a decision to do what is right.
Absolutely. Let's take another call. I'm going to skip this break, too. Just skip the music as well for the InfoWars.com listeners and stations that choose to carry it. I'm skipping the break. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next. Tim in North Carolina. You're on the air with Mark Stepnoski.
Hey, guys. That's interesting. You came up with the football analogy there, Alex. That's exactly what I was thinking about. Mark, did you play defense?
Played offense.
I played center.
Yeah.
Hello?
He played center. He was offensive lineman.
Offensive line. Well, what I was thinking was if you're playing defense, and what that's what the 9/11 thing's all about, we're defending ourselves against those guys.
Drink and Mate proudly presents another mind-boggling episode of America's Toughest Quiz Show. That's Too Complicated. Let's see if we can figure out which contestant got the intellectual edge after an evening of partying by using Drink and Mate.
For 20 points in the win, Nilt, GLUR5 and blank kinate receptor subunits in hippocampal neurons co-assemble to form functional receptors.
Pony?
Oh, too bad. Yes, Chip.
The logical companion of GLUR5, GLUR6.
You've won the game!
Hey, life is like a game, and if you want to win, you've got to give it your best every day, which doesn't always happen after an evening of celebrating with friends and family. That's why there's Drinkin' Mate, a patented formula of guava leaf extract proven to reduce the effects of hangover. It restores balance to your body, keeping headaches and nausea at bay, and it really works. Tell them, Don. Drinkin' Mate. I wouldn't be able to read this without it. Available at quality retailers nationwide. Drinkin' Mate urges you to please drink responsibly.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Since the year 2000, earthquakes, heat waves, droughts, tsunamis, floods, fires, and hurricanes have killed over 1 million people worldwide and forced tens of millions to go without food and water. After Katrina, the media was eager to show victims in New Orleans begging for food. If a disaster strikes you and your loved ones and you have no stored food, you'll be begging as well. Now our economy is slipping into an abyss that even Donald Trump says will make the Great Depression look like a Sunday picnic. The U.S. dollar is worth less today than it was even last week. Before food prices skyrocket, trucks stop running, and stores close their doors, Survival Enterprises can help you prepare. They're master distributors of Mountain House freeze-dried food with up to a 50-year shelf life. Survival Enterprises has real butter, cheese, and bread, real beef, chicken, and turkey, all canned for long-term storage. For their website and more info, call 1-800-753-1981. That's 1-800-753-1981. And remember, if you wait until you need us, it's too late. Call now.
While you were sleeping, they came and took it all away. The lanes and the meadows, the places.
It's an inside job, folks. Final segment with Mark Stepnoski.
It was an inside job.
Mark, do you have a personal website or is there a site you want to plug or something you want to say here at the end?
Well, again, I would just, for those of us in Canada, I would just like, again, to bring up the march that the 9/11 Truth Society of Vancouver has orchestrated.
It's already began. It's going to culminate in Ottawa on September 15th. I believe today they're in Sudbury and Toronto, Ontario. These 9/11 truthers have been traveling across the country to get petitions. They're going to march from Montreal to Ottawa and arrive on September 11th with all the signatures that they get nationwide on this petition, and this is for a new 9/11 investigation in Canada. Because what people forget is 9/11 was obviously portrayed as an attack against America, but it was a worldwide crime. There were citizens, I believe, from over 80 countries
and
the World Trade Center.
And it totally freaks out the global controllers when we're out marching, when we don't shut up, when we don't stop. They tell us we don't have power. We know that's a lie. An enemy will always tell you you don't have a chance to win, folks. That's psychological warfare. We don't just have a chance. We are going to win. We are never going to stop. A couple final calls. Victor in Canada. Speaking of Canada, you're on the air with Mark Stepnoski. Go ahead.
Hi there. Thanks, Mark, for everything you're doing, including plugging the March on Ottawa. I'm actually from Ottawa. I have a comment and a question. First, my question is, what advice do you have for closet celebrity truthers?
I would tell them just to, instead of having a fear of the unknown, just come forward and speak the truth. Speak from your heart. You know, be honest with people. Have facts to back up your point of view. And I really think that being the case, there's nothing for people to fear.
Hey, think about Charlie Sheen, and especially with his baggage. He was the first. Think about what he did.
People appreciate someone who's willing to come forward. I think as time goes on, people are realizing how sanitized and censored mainstream media is. And whether somebody is a 9/11 truther who tells the truth or a politician who's willing to give up the talking points and just, you know, speak truthfully, people appreciate that because it's so rare.
Absolutely. Absolutely. That's what matters in this world is conviction and honor and duty and goodness. And Mark Stepnoski and many others have got it. And I just love to be part of this brotherhood, this sisterhood of man, of people that stand up and have courage. Real fast, Norman in North Carolina, you got about 30 seconds.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call, and thank you for keeping the truth sacred. I believe that if the truth can be told so as to be understood, that it will be believed, and that's what you do so well, Alex, and I'm proud. I'm a proud info warrior working to wake up anyone with a pulse and an attention span, and it gives me a true sense of purpose and a real feeling of patriotism, and I intuit that we have critical mass, and given that the news report is laughable, it's just a matter of time before we have resolutions.
Well,
God bless you guys, and thank you so much.
Absolutely. Let me be clear here at the end. We reached critical mass years ago. In every major poll, the majority believe that there's a cover-up. A huge portion of that majority believe inside job. And those are in polls when they're calling somebody up. And folks usually don't answer controversially. We've reached critical mass. People just don't realize that the majority of us know the truth and we're scared. People like Mark Stepnoski stepping up to the plate, that lets people see the courage and lets them know that we're not alone. In fact, that we're the majority. And so now we've just got to take back control of our government. We are the majority. Mark Stepnoski, thank you so much for spending time with us. I want to say bye to you when the show ends here in about 30 seconds, but anything else you want to add?
Well, Alex, I just want to say it's been nice being with you. Thanks again for the opportunity to come on. I appreciate it.
I appreciate you. Stay right there, my friend, for 20 seconds. I'm going to be right there at the end to talk to you for a second, say bye to you personally. Retransmission on the internet at InfoWars.com starts now. You got to go to those audio streams if you missed any of it for the AM and FM stations. Back this Sunday live, 4 to 6 p.m. and back on Monday. InfoWars.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.